Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the segment we call, I forgot the name, what do we call it again? The week review. There we go. Okay, we're back. We're joined with Kieran.
Hello.
He's probably doing great. How are you doing, Kieran?
I'm good. What about you?
You're drinking something. You want to explain to the listeners what you're drinking right now? It's late.
Yes, I'm drinking.
Wait, hold up. I have to tell everyone that Kieran is in Australia right now, so he's not day drinking or morning drinking. He's actually having a nice evening drink, okay? All right. What are you having? Tell him.
I'm having a Roku gin and tonic with cucumber.
Oh, that's lovely. I'll probably go on the drink soon after this. Hey, all right. Well, the transfer window has slammed shut. Kieran, as you're the Chelsea fan, let's go and talk about the Bui's first transfer window as Chelsea's owners. Personally, I think he's had a bit of a shambles. I don't know what the fucking strategy behind all of this is, but you are going to enlighten us with your thoughts. So take it away. First and foremost, who are you starting with? First player.
I will start with Wesley Fofana.
Big fee. Yes.
Big fee. Do you think that he is going to live up to that potential?
If he stays fit, he had a horrific injury last season, which pretty much meant he wasn't playing for Leicester. But he's young. He's a French centre back, you know. French centre backs.
He was partnered with Saliba as well, and Saliba's performing for Arsenal. So.
Yeah, true. I think it's a good signing. I think the fees. Not as bad as a fee, which we'll get on later, not Chelsea-related, but I think it's a good fee. I think it's fine. You know, he's young. I mean, it's a big risk, but at the same time, you know, Thiago Silva's aging, so it's probably his last season as a starter. And he's going to be growing into the role, I think, as a centre-back for Chelsea, so I don't really mind it. The one I have a bigger problem with the fee is Cucurella, but we'll get onto that later. So what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it is a big fee. That's the only thing I'm thinking. It just feels like this new owner's just come in, just wanting to spend a bunch of money with no direction. But like I'm watching Chelsea at the moment, and it's so hard to watch. Yeah,
but is Wesley Fofana going to change that? He is a defender.
But I don't see how. Yeah, he's a defender. I understand, but. It's just so hard to, I don't know. I don't know what direction we're going in, but I just hope it's up.
Yeah, man. So Fofana, I think if we rate him out of 10, I think it's a solid 8 out of 10 for me. As long as he stays fit, I think he could be a future player for Chelsea. I do want to predict in 7 years' time he will leave on a free transfer to Real Madrid. A bit like Rudiger. Just have that feeling. He just looks. He would look good in a Real Madrid shirt. So, I think he will make a transfer. He won't stay at Chelsea for the rest of his career.
But I think one big part of Rudiger going on a free was the whole Roman Abramovich thing. So I mean, that's a very bold prediction.
I don't know. Okay, Marco Correa was another one. Another expensive signing. I think 60 mil from Brighton. Now Manchester City were interested. I think everybody knows the story about him. But what are your thoughts on him?
Yeah, I think I said it in the last episode. But I don't mind him as a player. I've been watching him. I did like him. But I think, 63 million? It's very, very expensive. We've just bought two of the most expensive defenders in the Premier League ever in the one window. It's a bit concerning.
Behind that? Do you think there's a reason behind why Todd Boehly is doing this? Or is he just...
Well, I think...
Prove himself to the fans? Right, what's that?
I think Ben Chile's just a bit with injuries. He's very in and out of injuries. I think Marcus Alonso is getting old. He's just gone off to Barcelona. So I mean, it's not a bad buy, but it's just expensive. We're playing a lot of money for. I mean, he's decent, but is he worth that price tag?
I think also you were linked with. I don't know how to say his name, but the Croatian guy, you know the guy. The Croatian guy from RB Leipzig, Gavidiol or whatever. He was also linked with a £90 million move to the Stamford Bridge. That didn't go and happen. He signed a one-year contract extension. If that did happen, like, surely something is going wrong, because that is like spending almost 200 million, or yeah, above 200 million on just players, center backs and the left back, right? That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is a lot of money. I can't explain it, but I'm not sure. It's just a lot of money. Right.
To be fair, Kukure can play as a left centre back, which he has done. I think we've seen him play there a couple of times this season at Chelsea as well. So that's also, he's versatile, which is good, right? He's not just a wing back who can. So both of your wing backs now, Kukure and Reece James, can also slot in as centre backs, which that's is true, which is very nice, obviously.
But we've just bought Fofana, so.
True. As an extra centre back. You also signed Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, the striker, number nine, Chelsea's number nine, like your fantasy football name. How do you think he's going to get on? Broken jaw?
He could end up like my fantasy, to be honest. You know, I started bottom of the league for a couple of weeks, you know, and then just got into a rhythm and now second in the league. Look, that's what's going to happen to Chelsea, right? We're mid-table now. And I can give it a few weeks, you know. If Aubameyang performs, if everyone performs, if everyone in this bloody team performs, we'll shoot up.
Another thing, the problem I have is next year, right, you got Aubameyang, Lukaku. Those are two big strikers. Havertz, Sterling. No,
don't even talk to me about Havertz, man.
Havertz and Mount still on zero goals, zero assists, so they're finding him pretty
poor. Yeah, if you watch Havertz play football, like I watched him against Southampton, I literally have never hated someone more in my life as a footballer than Kai Havertz. Every single time he touches the ball, offside. Anytime he has the chance to shoot a goal, he pulls it wide. Or heads it over the bar or something. Bro, he's like 6 foot something, bro. Why is he so bad at headering a ball?
I think if you look at Tuchel's signings in the recent two windows, not everything has gone to plan, right? In attacking point of view. Defensively, I think you did some good signings. Who else? Aubameyang? I don't know, man. He seems to be. He scores goals, right? So I think he's going to.
What attacking signings did Tuchel make? He didn't sign Werner. He signed Lukaku. That's it.
He signed Havertz, didn't he? Is that Lampard?
Yeah.
All right. Just Lukaku.
Yeah.
And Sterling.
Sterling's not bad. The only thing about Sterling is that he gets a lot of opportunities, and he only. Like he's scored what, 3 or 4 goals now.
It takes his time.
He's had a lot of chances. Yeah,
I think who did you play recently?
Southampton.
You know when he scored, but prior to that, he had a big chance where he just took too long with shooting. He could have scored then. Those little things, you know. Those things must annoy you as a Chelsea fan. Like, surely he just dribbles and then you think, okay, he's got a clear shooting opportunity, takes another touch, and then the defender gets there.
Yeah, but I mean, did we have anyone that was able to get in those positions before Sterling? Not really. Mason Mount, meh. Kai Havertz, that guy cannot dribble with the ball. And that's it. Hakim Ziyech, yeah. I like Ziyech. I don't know why he didn't get to play more, but and then Hudson-Odoi is gone as well.
True. Now overall, I think there's not much else to say about Chelsea. What do you rate their transfer window?
Excuse me, you're missing Zachariah.
Oh, Zachariah, yeah, transfer deadline day fine. On loan. I'm actually a big fan of that.
Yeah, I think that's not too bad. I mean, Kante's out. We need a midfielder.
Defensive midfielder. I think it's a solid signing. Anyone else I'm missing out on? Chelsea connoisseur?
No, I believe that's it.
And what do you rate their transfer business?
Players coming in, I think we paid a lot of money. But we brought in a few good players. I mean, we finally brought in a striker, but it took till deadline day to get it. So I'd say it's like maybe a 6 or a 7.
6 or a 7. I think that's reasonable. Players going out as well. Calmasson-Odoi on loan, I think. You signed also a lot of young talent, which has gone under the radar. The Italian guy and a few other.
Players. Well, what's it? Marcus Alonso's gone. Kennedy's gone. Gilmore's gone.
On a permanent as well. That's interesting.
Yep. Which is a bit, I feel a bit bad for him, but yeah. Hudson-Odoi's on loan. Yeah, it's very interesting.
Nice. I'll probably rate it a 7 as well. I think you could have done better with the striking options. I think there were better striker options out there. And I think you could have invested that for Fana elsewhere, money elsewhere. But yeah, who knows?
Well, we'll see. We'll see what comes up.
Moving on to another big team. We had another incredible transfer window. Manchester City obviously did their business very, very early on. With Haaland and Ortega, the goalkeeper. And then the last minute got in Akanji. So, and their outgoings were also very good. I think they could have made a... Maybe they made a mistake with letting out, the way Zinchenko and Jesus are performing right now. Maybe they made a mistake there, but they got in good money for them. So I don't think it's that bad. And they weren't really playing. So what do you make of it? What do you make of their transfer window so far?
Right. Well, I mean, the signing of... Haaland is always...
You say Haaland, actually. It's Haaland.
The biggest one, and he's already about to break a record. Right, listen here. Shut it, please. He's about to break a record already. So that's how you know you've made a good signing. Kanji, I mean, if you just look at City centre-backs, why do they have so many centre-backs?
Yeah, they've got Akanji, Ake, Laporte, Diaz,
Stones.
Six
can play centre back.
Walker can play centre back. They don't have. Did they sign a left back? I don't think they did they?
They do not have a left back. They've got Cancelo there. But...
They were always in linked with Cucurella, which I thought was they should have signed. But now they don't have a left back.
I reckon if Man City went for Cucurella, they would have got him for cheaper than we did.
And obviously they signed as well Julian Alvarez, or Julian, however you want to say it, Alvarez. Who scored two
and
goals?
They also got Calvin Phillips.
Calvin Phillips also good for the depth. I think they overall had a solid 9 or 10 even, man. The outgoings were good. They got in a lot of money. And then they got in a lot of players for reasonable prices, 60 mil Haaland. I think it's 40 mil for Phillips or whatever it was, 25, I don't know, between that. So I think they did a very good job. I don't know if you agree with me.
Yeah, I'd say it was pretty good. I'd say it's about 9. But then, you look at the way that the players that left for Arsenal are playing now. You think maybe they could have kept some of them. I don't know.
But they obviously signed Alvarez in January. So knowing that he was coming in and the opportunity to sign Haaland with his release clause was also there. So I think they were already... they already had that mind they made up prior to that move to Arsenal. I think they wanted to get rid of Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus. Manchester United, another interesting transfer window, spent... I think the most out of all Premier League teams in the end.
I think Chelsea did, didn't they? We spent like 300 mil.
Okay, well then Chelsea did. But obviously United did decide to spend 100 million euros. I think it was.
Yeah.
On Antony. I'm sorry, but this guy's not going to score more goals than Luis Sinisterra. I'm not kidding. This guy is not...
Why are you laughing?
This guy, with all due respect, is not worth 100 million. He's probably worth 40 million. All right? This guy, he showboats. Right? That's it.
Are you just hating?
I can read the statistics. I think everyone on Instagram troll accounts, I think he got 6 goals and 4 assists last season in the Eredivisie. played six games. I can't do the maths right now. But he played in the Champions League against three teams, with all due respect, were not good. Sporting are not good. Dortmund are not good. And then they had Besiktas. I'm sorry, Besiktas fans, but you are not good either. And then he gets a £100 million move. I'm sorry, but that does not rectify anything. If anything, think Eric Ten Hag sponsoring his charity over there in
Do you think maybe they're thinking about their FIFA lineup? So all three forward players will have 5-star skills.
You should have had Wilfred Zaha return.
No, but I mean, yeah, I don't understand that transfer. Like, you've got a bunch of good wingers already. I don't understand why they've brought him in, especially with not anyone going out either.
I think they had a lot of outgoings, but not on the winger position. I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think most of the people that were in the club were just trash. Matic, Lingard, couldn't really make it happen. So, yeah, man. Casemiro is a good signing. I like the Casemiro signing. Despite the fact he's 30 years old, I think he'll bring a little bit extra. I'm sure, 70 mil is expensive, right? But it's either £70 million or Scott McTominay. I'm pretty sure.
I don't understand why Scott McTominay is still there. How is he still in that starting 11?
Yeah, I don't know. Also, bought Eriksen.
Big good.
On a free, I think it was.
Yes.
That was a good signing. Kept.
That would have been instant regret.
When he played Brentford.
For Eriksen. Yep.
But now they're doing fine. And obviously, they bought my boy Tyrell, Malacia, and Martinez. And I'm going to give, I don't know, nobody's giving Malacia respect. So,
I like him. The way he played against Liverpool was pretty good.
The way he back pocketed Salah, bro. He back pocketed Anthony like that. He back pocketed Salah like that. He'll back pocket anyone. Messi, bring it on. He'll back pocket him as well. So, it wouldn't surprise me. He was so good. Yeah, in the Europa League. When PSG dropped down, don't worry, PSG will drop down. He was so good against Liverpool, and he's already kept 2 clean sheets in his 3 starting games. Martinez was also improving. Again, a bit overpaid for that guy, but you know, it is what it is. So overall, pretty decent business. We'll see how it goes. I think it's going to be a lot of pressure on Anthony to perform well, especially after Sancho now scoring goals as well, and Rashford doing pretty good. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting how that lines up. And Martial's also back. We had a pretty good preseason. So that's going to be interesting. And, of course, you still have Ronaldo. So it will be interesting to see how Ten Hag lines it up. Played against Leicester, 1-0. I didn't watch the game. I don't think you did either. It was late there, so it must be early morning for you there. But from
what did you say?
Did you watch the Man United game? I don't think you did you?
Against
the highlights.
Leicester. I saw the highlights. I didn't watch it live.
No. Was it any good? I didn't watch the highlights, so do apologize.
It was a 1-0 win. It was just solid defending from Manchester United. That's all that happened.
And then
that back four at the moment is looking pretty good.
With Varane, Martinez, Malacia, and Dalot.
And yeah.
Yeah. Looks like a title. No, I'm joking. I'll probably rate their transfer business pretty highly. I think I would rate it highly if they got rid of McTominay, but that's personal hatred towards this guy. I think he's just so poor. He'd probably do well Bournemouth or something, you know what I mean? He doesn't deserve to be at a big club like this. So I'll probably rate it 7 out of 10. How about you? Actually, 6. I think they overpaid for most of
them. Yeah, I was about to say.
But the players are good.
I thought you said they overpaid for your stepdad. I think it's 5 or 6. I don't really like. I just think it's a very meh. Like,
they wanted Frankie de Jong as well, and they just didn't. It never happened. It never really materialized. So, I think that's a big L for them. Such a big club. I don't know if it's a big club still, but you know what I mean.
We'll see what happens for the rest of the season.
And obviously, Arsenal had a good window. We know that they're performing very, very, very high. I know you can't say anything positive about Arsenal because you're a Chelsea fan, but the Gunners will win the league.
Oh, they're not going to win the league. I don't know why you keep telling me this. They're not going to win the league.
They're going to win the league. You know why?
Watch. When they come to the big
games.
Play
Premier, they play Europa League. They're going to dash off the Europa League.
What big clubs have they played so far?
It's about winning games, Kieran. Right? It's not about drawing against Newcastle.
Okay.
If you draw against
City, and then you win the rest, and then City draws to Newcastle,
okay. You're winning. It doesn't matter.
But if Man City is breathing down their necks, watch them lose to Man City, Liverpool, them lot. Look what happened with Liverpool and City. When City won by 1 point, that's what happens. When you lose those big games.
But they won't.
It costs you.
Jesus. So many good goals against Manchester City. And I think Arteta has got it down to a T right now, man. They've did really good business. Saliba comes back from loan. He's been looking good. Gabriel, Ben White, Ramsdale, Tomiyasu. All decent players.
Ramsdale's out.
Edegaard on fire. Martinelli and Saka are also very good. So I don't
Saka's not performing.
Saka's still a good player. Saka's better than Mount. So.
Nah.
They play different positions, so you can't really make that comparison. But Jesus is flying.
I think at the moment they're both not performing. So
okay, let's have this scenario for you. Early days, okay? It is May time, I think. Early May, end of April, right? It's three teams, Liverpool, Manchester City and Arsenal in the title race.
Wait.
I will get why we're in this moment in time, okay? But you see Liverpool and Manchester City are still in the Champions League. So semi-finals of the Champions League, right?
Yep.
Arsenal got knocked out by final in the Europa League. Very realistic that this could happen. Of course, this will happen. And then, right, City, Pep Guardiola are going to prioritize that Champions League over the Premier League.
Yeah, but also
and then they're going to rest.
City have the squad depth to be able to do both. Arsenal did not have that.
No, Arsenal will get knocked out in the round of 16. Easy.
Okay, and then say Gabriel.
And then squad depth doesn't matter because they're playing once a week.
Oh, yeah, but then say Gabriel Jesus gets injured halfway.
Yeah, Nketiah scored two against Chelsea, so I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, well, one got fed to him. Both of them got fed to him on a plate.
And still have to score them.
Wait,
I think he's good as well. Okay, maybe he lack a good. Well, I think Nketiah will grow into that role.
Yeah. And then what I think was going to end up happening, Aubameyang is just going to do a front flip in front of the away fans.
Don't know how Aubameyang got into this, but you know what I mean? It could be. It could happen.
Yeah, right.
I hope it happens. I predicted Liverpool to win the league, so I'm still rooting for them. But I like Arsenal a lot, man. I can't lie. Arsenal are looking good. I like Chelsea.
Thanks, man. I mean, I've already said that.
Are Chelsea below United now as well?
Yes.
United. Anyways.
We beat Leicester with 10 men. With a goal difference of one. Manchester United won with a goal difference of one with 11 men. We're better.
True. True. We'll see when they play who's better. Probably Chelsea will probably win. Then we also had Newcastle United, who I think had a very good window. They made some really good signings. Mm-hmm. Isak scored on his debut, 70 million euros. I think it's a bit...
He could have scored two. That second offside goal was very nice.
But I like him as a player. I think he's a good player. So I think it's a good signing. Botman as well. I think they signed your left back from Aston Villa. What's his name?
Carrot.
Left back from
Villa. I nicknamed him Carrot. What's his name?
Is it Taylor? No, it's not Taylor.
No, it's Oh no, his head looks like a triangle.
Yeah. I don't know why Matty Cash comes up in my head, but it's not Matty Cash.
Yeah, man. It's Target.
Matty Target. Is it Matthew Target? I don't know. They signed him as well. They signed Nick Pope, who's been amazing so far for them.
I just put him into my fantasy.
Same.
Give you a little taster for next week.
I think those are the main ones that had good transfer business, as well as Leeds. I mean, I've got to give it to Leeds. They signed one of the best players on planet Earth from Colombia. Scored in his debut in the Premier League with a left foot. Cuts inside. Boom. Back of the net. You know, the whole Ellen Road or whatever they were playing were exploding. And did you see the filth on the Premier League Instagram account from Sini? He is on fire right now. So make sure, Jimmy, your fantasy, because he's going to be scoring a lot more goals. And he's going to outperform Anthony. So watch it. Watch this happen. We're going to move on. We made some predictions last week. I didn't really write them down. So I'm going to write down this week's predictions so we can come back to those. This weekend, I should say. We obviously didn't do one for throughout the week. So let's run it back. Kieran, your predictions. Yes. It is the Liverpool derby.
Liverpool derby. You mean the Merseyside derby?
Yeah, whatever. They're both based. So.
Yeah, what? Well, we don't even have to say it. It's going to be a Liverpool win. I don't know how much by, but it's going to be a Liverpool win.
A Liverpool win? No, you have to give your your
all right,
score. 3-0. Give me a score. 3-0?
Yeah.
3-0. You know what? I'm going to say 4-0 Liverpool.
Yep. See, I told you.
Then we got Brentford versus Leeds. Now, you know, myself playing for Brentford as Mikkel Damsgaard. He doesn't really play. It's a bit disappointing. And then obviously my boy Sini.
I think that's a Leeds win. I can't lie. Leeds are looking nice.
Really?
Oh, wait. No Rodrigo, though.
No, bro. Who needs Rodrigo? Yeah, Sini. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. Okay, so you're saying a Leeds win?
A Leeds win or a draw, I reckon. I don't think Brentford win that one.
How much?
2-1.
2-1 Leeds win. Goals from? Do you want to just...
Sinister.
Yes! Look at that. 2 goals by Sneak?
The other one will be Aronson.
Yeah, he's been pretty good. I'm also going to go for... I'm going to go for 2-1 draw. A 1-1 draw. I don't know. It's going to be a draw. I don't think we can underestimate Brentford.
We should go on the Offside Football Insta. We should put like 5 games and get people to vote for the winner. And we just put a multi bet on the majority vote.
Yes. There goes my money. So you...
I'll do it as well.
That'd be funny. And then obviously you won't get anything back as listeners, but maybe if we win something big. But that won't happen.
Yeah. If there's a big win, you wear a nice football shirt. Maybe that one that's hanging up in your background, a final one.
Oh, you know his name is on the back?
No.
It's not Sinister. No. It's Eldro Alien. Obviously played in a World Cup final. Unlike Wesley Fofana. So.
Did he win?
Huh?
Did he win?
At least we made it 2-1. Just like flying on to the Fury. I don't care. Chelsea face West Ham. London derby. Oh. Another derby.
Home as well.
Yeah, what are you saying? Chelsea win?
Sterling and Aubameyang to score?
2-0?
Yeah, nah. I'm back in a cheeky 3-1, you know?
3-1, so no clean sheet. There goes Reece James.
Well, it depends. Because if Reece James plays and Fofana plays, maybe we get a clean sheet.
I'm looking for West Ham 2-1 victory.
You're deluded, bro. They haven't even won a game.
Bro, you have to win sometime.
They got a 1-0 win against Aston Villa, who are like 17th.
Yeah. Prove it.
Okay.
I think Sterling will score, and I think big man Mikel Antonio, and the new signing Lucas Paqueta. Oh,
by the way, we just skipped West Ham's transfer window. That was a very good window.
Really?
Yeah. Did you not see they signed Cornet? They signed Lucas Paqueta.
The fact you're taking so long to name any other player right now, it's really worrying. Two good players. Scamacca, three. What,
the Carrier?
Yeah, but you know. Yeah.
Emerson,
yeah. But moving on, Newcastle play at home against Crystal Palace, the almighty Crystal Palace, what are you saying? Will Newcastle recover from that horrific 1-0, 2-1 loss last night or yesterday? Whenever. Against Liverpool. They play Newcastle.
I think Newcastle are looking pretty good, to be fair. 3-3 against City, 2-1 against Liverpool. I reckon that's a win for Newcastle.
Okay. How much?
To be fair, I could see just a 1-0 win.
1-0 victory. I'm going to go with a 3-1 victory. I think Alexander Isak will score more goals. Bournemouth Forest. That's an interesting one.
Oh, well, let me just get a coin out. 1 second.
No, I'm going to go Forest.
I think Nottingham Forest will win it.
I'm going to say 2-0 or something because they play at home. So. I keep the clean sheet.
Or a draw. I guess they a draw, like 1-1.
Okay, I'm going to put down a draw for you. Then we have, on Saturday, Tottenham Fulham.
Mm-hmm.
What are you saying?
I'm going to back. I really want to say Fulham. You know, I really want to say
Fulham. London Derby?
I think Fulham are playing great. You know, they almost got the draw against Arsenal. They deserve the draw against Arsenal. They beat Brentford. They beat Brighton. They are away. That's the only thing I'm going to say.
Are you going to say Mitrovic?
They scored. Yeah. But I suppose they're just looking too right at the moment. Yeah, I'll say it could be just another 2-1 win to the Tottenham.
Yeah, it's Tottenham are not firing on all cylinders, but I'm going to say 3-0 comfortable victory for the Spurs.
Yeah, I don't see them conceding.
So what, you're saying 2-0?
Yeah, I'll say 2-0.
Because Mitrovic obviously can score goals. We've seen it. Wolves play against Southampton. Yeah. Another interesting one. Wolves haven't really been that good so far.
Yeah, I would like Southampton to win that, you know.
Southampton have won. So how much? Southampton?
I'd say Southampton 1-0.
1-0. I want to say a draw, a 1-0 draw, because Wolves always draw, man. Wolves are just a team to draw all the time, you know what I mean? So I'm going to say 1-0 draw. I don't really think that Southampton are that good. I mean, they beat Chelsea, obviously, recently, but doesn't mean they're that good. You know what I mean? And then we have the last game on the Saturday, lots of games on Saturday, Villa versus Manchester City. I'm going to say it now. Manchester City are going to win 5-0. Aston Villa.
5-0. Sack. I reckon Villa will get a goal, to be honest. That's it. Just one goal. But I think, imagine Haaland gets another hat-trick.
So what are you saying?
You know what? I'll throw a bet on that, you know?
Okay.
Man City to win, both teams to score, and Haaland to score a hat-trick.
Okay. More if he doesn't play.
Haaland. No, I think he will. But imagine you're Haaland right now. You're about to break a record. Why would you not want to play against Aston Villa?
True. So what are you saying? 4-1 or something? 5-1? 3-1?
Yeah, I'll say a 4-1.
I'm going to say, like I said, 5-0. I don't really. I think two goals from Haaland, I should say, and Julian Alvarez. Back-to-back goals. And then I'm going to say Gundogan. Then on Sunday, we have Manchester United facing Arsenal and Brighton.
You just missed Brighton against Leicester.
I was getting there. But Brighton versus Leicester is first, so we're going to cover them quickly. Don't have a lot of time left. So Brighton?
Yeah.
Brighton to win how much? Bye?
Chino.
See, I was going to say Brighton. I was debating whether Brighton were going to win 1-0 or if it's going to be a draw, because Brighton, I don't know. They're going to win. I think they're going to win. They're flying right now. And Potter is doing some good stuff. So I'm actually going to agree with you. 2-0, Brighton. Then, Arsenal versus Manchester United, late Sunday evening. What are you saying?
That's a Manchester United win.
That is confident.
I'm telling you right now, I can see Arsenal, their final, their first, or a draw. But I think if United go, they'll get a win. If United play well, they'll get a win. If not, it'll be a draw.
So what are you saying? United win or draw? I can't.
Okay, I'll go with a 2-2 draw.
2-2 draw?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Arsenal to win.
You're so deluded, bro.
Arsenal to win.
You know how hard it is to go to Old Trafford? Look at Brentford. Oh, no. Was it Brentford or Brighton that went away?
Brighton.
Or both.
Yeah, and that's it. Those are our predictions.
Oh, and Brentford. Both of them.
No, Brentford played at home, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah, Brentford played at home because they played in those green kits, remember?
No.
Yeah, they lost 2-0 to Brighton at home. And they lost.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Brighton was at home. Brighton was at home.
But I'm going to say Arsenal's win. I think Malacia will have an incredible game, but Martinez with the error. It's going to cost him. It's going to cost him big time. Gabriel Jesus with 2 goals. Let's have it.
Can I just give you an insight that Manchester United are in fifth with a -2 goal difference.
Ever since my boy Tyrell took over. So that's sadly going to double to 4. Or is it? No, it's a 3 because I predicted United to score 1. But I just don't know. Attackingly, they've not been that great. So I don't know. Defensively, yes. Attackingly, no. So that could always be big problem, and I don't know, it depends on who starts, but this is my thoughts, you know, don't take it serious. Let us know, by the way, who you think is gonna win on our Instagram at the offside insta. Almost forgot. Yeah, Kieran, want to say anything before we leave?
Thanks for listening. It's been a good episode.
It's been my pleasure to have you on. Also, Chelsea, where are they going to finish? Just quick fire questions. End off. Top six. Outside of top 4?
Potentially. We'll see.
Does Tuchel get the sack then?
No.
Even if you don't perform well in the Champions League?
Well, it depends how we perform in the Champions League.
I don't think Bouy is going to sack him because he doesn't have the balls. But we'll see. We'll see. Second manager to get sacked after Scott Parker will be
Brendan Rodgers.
Well, you heard it first. I think it's going to be, like I said, Gerrard. I don't know. Maybe Lampard. It depends on the scoreline. But if Aston Villa lose like 6-0, looks inevitable. It looks inevitable. Maybe. All right. Thank you very much for listening, guys. Make sure you follow us on the officials on the social medias. And if you enjoyed, let us know. And we'll be back next week. Goodbye.
Yes, sir.